Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, December 23rd. The grains closed mixed with March corn up a penny, closing at 388 and three quarters. March beans up 4 cents, closing at 942 and a quarter. And the March wheat down 2 3/4, closing at 539 and a half. Looks like we saw a little bit of fun short covering in the corn, selling out some of the long wheat, covering some short beans here. Not a whole lot of action. The beans, all three grains made their whole range for the day basically in the first 15 minutes of trading. After that, it was really pretty quiet out here. Don't see a whole lot. Weather around the world looks pretty good. Argentina, Brazil, and really no problems there. They've had some dryness, but they've had some rains. They look to get more rains toward the end of the week. So we don't see any real issues there. The only real hot spot is Australia, where temperatures are really exceeding some, you know, really tough temperatures, 105, 110 degrees, and there's fires out there. So I think we've done even more damage to the Aussie wheat crops out there. We look at the, we had the exports sale to China this morning. I believe China is going to be coming in for a lot more grain ultimately. My stance hasn't changed. I think the carryouts are moving lower due to lower acreage numbers, due to lower production numbers. Now, the farmers are getting the ability to get the corn out of the ground in South Dakota and North Dakota. We're 55 degrees here in Chicago today. Very unprecedented weather. We've been 50 plus the whole weekend. I can't remember a year when we had 20 degree weather at Halloween and 50 degree weather at Christmas. So, you know, I don't know what's happening around the world, but there sure are some changes going on out here. I think ultimately we're going to see some lower yields due to, you know, more of this changing climate situation. But overall, you know, the question becomes, how much do the funds want to cover between now and a week from tomorrow? Harder for the funds to get what they want with so many traders on holiday. I think they're going to try to cover some of these shorts, but I don't really think there's going to be a big concerted push here. We've got the holiday on Wednesday, a short day tomorrow. So, you know, I think we'll see, like we did here today, the market supported on the breaks in the corn and the beans, and probably sold on the rallies in the wheat, unless we see some big export announcement that would sure change the complexity of the market. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.